There is power in godliness. When God's power is manifested in you, the world can see that God is real. Find out more from Gloria Copeland and special guest Billy Grimm next on The Believer's Voice of Victory. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Our friend Billy Grimm is with us from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We're talking about some things that are happening, some things that have happened, some things that are going to happen.
Right.
And it's all good.
All good.
The Lord is moving.
Hallelujah.
I get excited, Billy. You get me excited.
We got so excited at the end. The broadcast went a little long yesterday, glory to God. But we were talking about not cutting off the Holy Ghost, and we didn't cut him off.
We couldn't.
But we've been talking about when Oral Roberts passed away and I was praying about his going, the Lord said to me, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power.
Yes.
Others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. He gave me then the example, Bible example, of the woman with the issue of blood. So many people were in that multitude, but Jesus felt power, yeah. Virtue it says, but in the King James, but it's the word normally translated power, flow out of him. They lapped the power, she tapped the
That's
power.
Right. That's right.
Now, we're going to be talking about that power because we've been praying for awakening, and the Lord focused our prayers recently to zoom in on praying for a manifestation of the power. Because the dead world doesn't walk by faith, they walk by sight. And that in the awakenings in the past, there's been something for them to see.
That's right.
And hear. So pray for this power.
A manifestation of the power of God.
Yes. Now, when Oral Roberts had a vision at his home, and he called it the wake-up call. You put it on television and you printed this book about it called The Wake-Up Call. He heard a loud boom explosion in his house, and then he went weak with the sound of it. And then he saw a cloud and he saw things. He didn't know the meaning of it, but he knew it was a sign. He saw it move over the United States, and then he saw it go to Europe. And the Lord told him that he was giving this sign because the world was not ready for his second coming, his church was not ready for his second coming, and that he was not willing to let all those people go without having a sign and a manifestation. And the Lord, he spoke to the Lord. The Lord spoke to Oral about the church and how the world had, in a way, like there were two ships, and the world had, in a way, like over pastor, you know. And so Oral said, I asked God about the church. What was the condition of the church, and what effect should this revelation that he's bringing as a wake-up call have on his church? I'll never forget what he said, and I say it very carefully without trying to offend anybody. He said, there's an emptiness in my church. There is a weakness, a wimpiness, like being a wimp. There's a spirit of weakness in the people who are trying to proclaim my gospel.
My Jesus.
They take some form of theology and they follow it, what they've been taught. People come and sit in church, cross their arms and say, well, I hope I feel better when I leave. And they get up and go home with not much happening. There has to be a wake up because the second coming is going to change everything.
There has to be. A wake up.
Yeah. And change it. The second coming is going to change everything and every human being who has ever lived before and who's alive now on the earth.
Praise.
Wow.
God.
So that means from now until then, we must redeem.
I think we need to wake up again.
Yeah, we have to. There has to be a redeeming of the time. And so the Lord's having us pray about an awakening, pray about a demonstration of divine power. And the gospel, he never intended it to be preached in weakness.
No.
And for there's nothing weak about it.
It was signs and wonders.
Signs, wonders, these miracles. They turned the world upside down.
Signs shall follow them that believe.
Yes. And he says of the gospel itself, Romans 1:16, Paul, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now we need to take a look into the words that are translated power in the New Testament. And here the Greek words. And here in the Companion Bible, as published by this one, Kriegel, but I think Zondervan publishes one. Just the companion Bible. You can find it online. The synonymous words for power. Number one, dunamis. Dunamis is the Greek word that means inherent power, the power of reproducing itself, from which we have the English dynamics and dynamo, etc. Now, this is Strong's concordance, how he says it is force, a special miraculous power, usually by implication a miracle itself. It is translated in the New Testament, according to Strong's, power, might, mighty, mighty deed, mighty works, miracle, miracles, or strength. But when you see those words, and I've been making a study going into the Bible to find out which one is dunamis, so that I can find out, because it's an inherent power that has the power to reproduce itself and bring about explosive, mighty works and deeds. There's the word kratos, means strength, iskus, strength, energeia, energy, and exousia, or exousia, which means authority or delegated power. It's the kind of a power that a traffic policeman has. He doesn't have the power, the dunamis, to stop that big truck coming, but he does have the authoritative power delegated to him to raise his hand and the truck stops.
So the early church had both manifestations.
Both manifestations, and we're going to see that both are involved, especially tomorrow when we talk about casting out devils. Both are involved in dealing with the dark world. Now, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. What word is that? It's dunamis. It is the dunamis of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Now, there will be people who come later in the last days, and he says in Timothy, 2 Timothy 1, know that in the last days perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves. They'll do da-da-da-da-da-da. And verse 5 is, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. There's a power in godliness.
Form and no power.
They have a form of it, but they don't have the real deal. Because if you've got godliness, you're going to have power. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And this word power is dunamis. They deny it. They deny its action in their church. It's passed away with the last apostle. Or else they deny it to act. They say, oh, we believe it all right, but we don't have time. We got to get this crowd out and move the next one in.
That's right.
And we can't have time for any dunamis today. So people go out without their lives being, affected by the dunamis power of God. Now, right across the page in my Bible, in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And that word is dunamis. He gave us the Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit is a spirit of dunamis, the power of God. Now we're going to go back to that Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power, the dunamis of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now, that to everyone that believeth, it tells us the believers. And he's talking about your first initial experience with this will be your new birth. That dunamis power of God will, boom, kill the old man in you and make you have a brand new birth.
That's right.
It'll bring you brand new life. It'll make a brand new creature out of you.
That's the biggest miracle of all.
It's the biggest explosion of dunamis that comes into you. And it changes you. And you've believed for it. So this also tells us.
You know, I didn't even know about being born again. When I got born again,
you didn't understand it all. You didn't know that.
I never heard it.
Well, you never, but it happened.
I just asked the Lord to take my life and do something with it. And I began to want to do, I began to want to go to church and read my Bible. And I didn't know anything.
You didn't know you were new. But
no,
he made you new.
I didn't know. I was
and
new.
He translated you out of the power of darkness, the authority
exactly
of darkness,
right,
into the kingdom of his dear son. You didn't even know all
that
had happened.
And I was changed. And my desires were changed, but I was so ignorant it was hard to get anything done, you know.
Well, who did that change in you? The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Spirit did it.
The Spirit of Dunamis. And the gospel, the good news. You were reading the Bible. You were reading the good news.
After a little while.
Your mother-in-law, Vanetta, had given you a New Testament.
Yeah, that's right.
And you were reading it. And suddenly you just prayed, Jesus, take my life and do something with it.
That's all he needed.
Man, he's there waiting. He's waiting to get inside you.
Oh, hallelujah.
You got to watch it. That Holy Ghost will take the first opportunity to jump inside you.
So now I want to go to church. That's the only thing I knew.
Sure. That's what you knew. That was your knowledge.
That's right. But I didn't know anything had happened to me on the inside. I just knew, Ken and I need to go to church. thank God.
Thank God.
For His mercy.
For His mercy.
My. He can reach us wherever
Hallelujah.
We are.
Praise His name.
Glory to God.
The gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of it, Paul wrote in Romans 1:16. It is the gospel of Christ. For the gospel of Christ, for it is the dunamis of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Well, what else does that tell us? That tells us it's for everyone that believes. It's not just for the preachers.
No.
The Spirit.
But believing's involved.
Believers. It's for believers.
Right.
You have to believe. It goes by faith. You tap it by faith. You tap the power that got you born again by faith.
Yeah.
You believe.
That's right.
And you put it in your mouth. You said something.
Mm-hmm.
Even simple.
Take
my life and do something with
That's
it.
That's what I said.
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of dunamis and of love and of a sound mind. Now, Bible, this is to everyone that believes. It's this gospel, this power of the gospel, this spirit of the gospel, the spirit of power is for every believer. Now, Bible believers in the New Testament preached a powerful gospel. There was no emptiness, no weakness. They turned the world upside down,
That's
the
right.
Bible says. They really turned it right side up.
And they were willing to die for it.
Oh, they were willing.
They did die for it, a lot of them.
Yeah, they gave their all. They gave everything about them. Now, in 1 Corinthians, we see Paul himself, who wrote about two-thirds of the New Testament, Paul himself preached in demonstration. You see, that's what the Lord said to me when he told me, I want you to start praying for a demonstration of the Spirit. He said that dead world out there can't wake up unless they see something.
That's right.
So Paul, when he came to Corinth, he was coming to idol worshipers. And so they had to see something. And he said in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, I, brethren, they're saved now, so he calls them brethren, mm-hmm. When I came to you, when I first came, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. They don't know anything, so He didn't come in there with the deep things of the gospel. He goes on down later and he explains some pretty deep things. And he says, when I'm among the mature ones, I speak of this. But that was crack out of the box. We're talking coming to a dead world, crack out of the box. They can't understand all of our deep revelations. But when you go to them, like Paul did, he said in verse 3, I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Mm.
When he came there to those idol worshipers, he came with a simple gospel. And he demonstrated that.
Yeah.
I came in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now that word there is dunamis. He came with a demonstration of the dunamis power of God. That means miracles, signs, wonders, and miracles happen. And we know he preached. His preaching was with signs, wonders, and miracles. Let's turn to Romans chapter 5, and we're going to see what he said there that he did. Romans chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, or is it Romans chapter 4? Sometimes I get down the wrong verse.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for Romans chapter 5, I think, verse 18 and 19. Or did I write it down wrong? Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. In this chapter where he said this, he came to them preaching a full gospel. And he said, I came preaching with dunamis. I'm not finding it right now. I must have written down the wrong scripture, which I sometimes do. But he said, I came preaching with, and he used three Greek words, power, signs, and wonders. And it calls it a full gospel. He comes there preaching a full gospel. Let me turn to Romans something else it might be. Well, we'll just go on with that. But I wanted to, he mentioned that he preached a full gospel.
Somebody give us that scripture.
With power and with signs and with wonders. And I'm going to read you what those three words are. And again, I'm going to the power. He says, I'm preaching a full gospel. And I preach it with power, with signs, and with wonders. And in this companion Bible, it has words that are used for signs. And miracles, it says in Appendix 176, are spoken of in the New Testament under three names. Dunamis, which is power, inherent power, in the singular. In the plural, it's sometimes translated mighty works. In other words, it's the manifestations of power. Then there's another word, teras, T-E-R-A-S, a wonder. This word has regard to the effect produced on those who witness the mighty work. It is translated wonder. Bless the Lord, hallelujah. Let's try Romans 15, 19, and see if that could be it. Yep, this is it. Why did I write down five? I just left off one number. It's now. This is Paul talking.
That's what happens when you study late at night.
I know that's what happens when you study late at night. So in Romans 15, Paul said that he declared things to those Gentiles when he preached to them, straight out from idol worship, that he preached to them, and the end of verse 18 says, by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel. Now, don't forget that the gospel is the power of God.
Fully preached.
I fully preached it. I preached to the Gentiles not only by word, but by word and deed.
That's right. That's
and,
fully.
Yes, that's full gospel. And he said, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. Now, the word mighty signs is really by the power dunamis. I preached to them by dunamis. I preached to them by signs. Simeon, and I want to read to you what that word signs means. He said, I demonstrated the power. They had the explosive power. And then I preached to them by signs. Simeon is a sign. This word has regard to the significance of the work wrought, whether in itself or in the reason, object, design, and teaching intended to be conveyed by it. The teaching that he gave was witnessed to or confirmed by the sign. The sign confirmed the teaching.
Right.
And the wonder.
God confirmed the message.
Yeah, he confirmed the message with
a
wonder.
Sign. Yeah.
The deed itself was a wonder, teres. This word has regard to the effect produced on those who witness the mighty work. It is always translated wonder. So three words are here. I preach to them by the power, dunamis, through mighty signs, Simeon, and wonders. They wondered. We saw a sign. The message he's preaching is true. So this is the power, the full gospel. If we only preach the word without ever any demonstration of it, we've got like a half loaf.
That's right.
The word and the spirit
that agree.
Right. And the spirit confirms the word, and the word establishes the spirit.
Like you could go back to Sister Eder, John Lake. They
Absolutely.
Had signs and
they had
wonders
signs
with
and
the
wonders.
Word.
Absolutely. Now, in Mark, Let's turn to Mark chapter 16. The power of the gospel is to everyone that believeth, and it's dunamis. Now, in Mark chapter 16, when Jesus was getting ready to leave, he had already gone, defeated the devil, and now he's going to ascend into the heavens. And it says, he gives them the Great Commission. Mark 16, 15, he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the power of God. Mm-hmm. He that believes and is baptized shall be signed, saved. He that doesn't believe shall be condemned. And these signs, you preach the gospel, and God will give you some signs to follow and confirm that you're preaching the truth.
That's right.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. Remember, the gospel is the power of God to them that believe.
Yeah.
These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with and confirming the word with signs following.
So Jesus' last earthly words
was
about signs.
You need signs to confirm the word the power of the gospel.
Word and signs.
It's just amazing how the enemy will try to get us off from letting the Holy Ghost manifest himself.
Exactly right.
And we'll grieve him. I've done it, Gloria. I'm telling you. I've been up preaching. And I had a wonderful sermon that God gave me. And I sense, even sometimes I forget where I am and can't even find my place. When you do that, preacher, the Holy Ghost wants to interrupt you. But I got a note here. And I'd get back because, man, that last point, if they go home without that last point, what in the world will they do? Well, maybe God wanted to demonstrate the last point.
That's right.
You know, so I am telling you that I have had to judge Billy Brim on this. He worked with them and confirmed the word, and that's what he did in the book of Acts. He went everywhere, they went everywhere preaching, and he worked with them confirming the word, and 3,000 souls got saved. And then,
yes, it worked.
Yeah, and then a multitude. We'll read some of those scriptures tomorrow, but tomorrow we're going to talk about these signs, and we're going to talk about casting out devils.
It's awesome to think about the last things he said was about preaching with signs, following. So we're going to be scriptural. We got to have signs.
We had to have them.
From heaven. Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family. George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010, August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org. Something extraordinary is happening. Faith and power are impacting the world. The supernatural presence of God is building as believers are changing the world around them. The Power and the Glory package includes these dynamic resources: The Fire, the Light, and the Glory, a teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, The Blood and the Glory, a book by Billy Brim, and The Triumphant Church, Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness, a book by Kenneth E. Hagin. Each of these resources will transform you into a world changer. They'll help you heighten your spiritual awareness, tap into God's power, and provide proof of God's word through signs, wonders, and miracles. Activate the power and authority of the blood of Jesus in your everyday life and become a witness to the world that Jesus is alive. The power and the glory of God is about to shine in you. Order the Power and the Glory package at a special 45% savings, now only $30. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your package online at kcm.org. Another great product on this subject is the DVD series Awakening to God, also specially priced at $19. To request your copy by phone, call 800-600-7395, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192.
You know who those signs follow? They follow believers. And you want to be a believer. And the way you get to be a believer is you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. In fact, that's the way you get born over again. That's the way you get your life straightened out. That puts you on the road to blessing. Mm-hmm. That's the way the blessing comes on you. So if you've never in your life ever, you don't remember ever receiving Jesus as the Lord of your life, I want to pray with you right now. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I take you now. Take my life and do something with it. Ah, in Jesus' name, that prayer changed my life. And it'll change your life. You know, you've done what you could, but without Jesus, you don't have the peace. You might even have money, but you don't have the peace with that money. This is it. This is a change. If you give yourself, He'll take you. And you just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And you'll be born over on the inside, and then you can start a whole new life. How come? Because you're new on the inside. We want to give you, we took our little books and we put it all in one book. He did it all for you. This is a free salvation book. We want to send it to you. Even if you didn't dare take the plunge today, but you want to know more, we'll send it to you. We just want you to be born again because we know that that's where life really begins. And we also would love to hear about it when you get born again. And today, if today's your day, write us and tell us. Billy and I get excited about the things that are happening out there on the other side of this camera. Hallelujah. So keep watching, keep growing, get in a good church that preaches the Word of God.
Full gospel.
Full gospel church, that's right. And we'll send you this absolutely free. Glory to God. Be sure and remember to join Billy's group for the noon prayer live. That's a good way to grow. That's something happening right now, and you can get in on it. So go to billybrim.org and expect an awakening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Billy and I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life with Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Begin your exciting journey with God, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, and live the good life God has for you.